Indeed, it is obvious to us that negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians towards a two-state solution are the only viable option to end the current conflict and to achieve a sustainable and durable peace. It is hugely disturbing that following the collapse of the most recent peace talks in 2014, violence has escalated while hope is fading. This is why we highly commend the decision to focus discussions in this forum on finding possible frameworks for a way forward to revive the peace process. We therefore reiterate our call on all the relevant players to put their heads together to create conditions for a durable peace process. Specifically, the major powers have a distinct opportunity and responsibility to present a set of incentives and guarantees and to cajole and pressure Israel to return to the negotiating table. For its part, Israel is implored to climb down from its stated position of preference for only direct negotiations and embrace the idea of an international framework that this conference seeks to fashion out. It is a format that my delegation fully endorses as a necessary tool to save the peace process. Furthermore, we call on Israel to put a halt to its settlement activities in the occupied West Bank, which remain a major bone of contention for the Palestinians as new settlements continue to encircle and cut off Palestinian villages from their neighbors. Finally, we look forward to fruitful exchanges as a positive outcome is expected from this conference, which will also be a precursor to putting this burning issue to a rest. I thank you, Chair.